and welcome back to the News Brief. In today's edition, Final Cut and Logic Pro go to iPad, new Twitter CEO, Google's AI updates, Twitter encrypted messaging, Disney Plus combines with Hulu, and Google's Pixel Fold announced. Apple has announced the exciting release of Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro for the iPad after many years of speculation and requests from fans and customers alike. With the introduction of Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro for iPad, users can utilize innovative touch interfaces that enhance their workflows thanks to the intuitive nature of multi-touch technology. Final Cut Pro for iPad offers a comprehensive suite of powerful tools for video creators, enabling them to record, edit, refine, and share their creations directly from one portable device. As for Logic Pro for iPad, it empowers music creators with professional-grade music production capabilities, with a wide range of sophisticated tools for songwriting, beat making, recording, editing, and mixing. Logic puts the power of music creation in the hands of its users. Both Final Cut and Logic Pro will be available for subscription on the App Store starting from Tuesday, May 23rd. Elon Musk has made a significant announcement regarding his role at Twitter. According to reports from the New York Times and Wall Street Journal, he has hired Linda Yaccarino, an executive from NBC Universal, to take over as the new Twitter CEO. As part of this transition, Musk will shift his focus from the position of exec chair and CTO, where he will oversee the company's product development, software, and SysOps. This move comes after Musk's previous announcement in December, where he stated that he would step down as the CEO as soon as he found someone willing to take on the role. This decision followed a Twitter poll, where the majority of users voted for Musk to resign from the position which he had acquired after purchasing the platform for $44 billion the previous year. Despite regularly making light of controversy, Tesla investors have grown increasingly concerned that Musk has been focusing and has been dedicating too much time to turning around Twitter instead of focusing on Tesla's operations. Google has revealed its plans to integrate generative artificial intelligence into its core search engine, following Microsoft's incorporation of GPT-4 into Bing earlier this year. This new feature, called Search Generative Experience, will enable Google to generate responses to open-ended queries. However, the system will initially be available to a limited number of users, as it is still in the experimental phase. Google CEO Sundar Pichai announced that Google's parent company Alphabet expressed the company's vision of reimagining its core products, including search. The announcement was made during Google's annual developer conference, where the company showcased its latest advancements in AI and also unveiled new hardware offerings, such as the Pixel Fold, priced quite highly at $1,799 or £1,425. In addition, Google shared that it is removing the waitlist for Bard, its experimental conversational chat service, and will soon be launched in English across 180 countries and territories. The company also mentioned that the chatbot will soon have the ability to respond to prompts with images alongside text. Google has faced pressure to enhance its AI offerings in response to the success of ChatGPT. Going back to Twitter, the platform has joined the ranks of social media platforms, introducing an encrypted messaging service. The platform now offers end-to-end encryption for direct messages, ensuring that only the sender and recipient can access private messages. However, this feature is currently limited to users who have subscribed to Twitter Blue or have a verified Twitter account. At present, media cannot be shared through these encrypted messages, restricting users to sending text and links exclusively. Disney has announced its intention to merge content from its Disney Plus and Hulu streaming services in the US. The decision comes in response to Disney Plus experiencing a loss of 4 million subscribers during the first quarter of the year, placing pressure on the company to make its streaming business financially viable. The iconic brand, home to beloved characters like Mickey Mouse, as well as popular franchises like Star Wars and Marvel, plans to create a unified one-app experience by integrating Hulu and Disney+. The announcement has garnered a mixed response from current subscribers. Concerns have been voiced on social media regarding the potential for increased subscription fees once the merge app launches by the end of the year. However, Disney has clarified that both Disney Plus and Hulu, along with its ESPN platform, will still be available as separate standalone services in its current state. Hulu, which is jointly owned by Disney and NBC Universal, is renowned for its adult-oriented television shows such as The Handmaid's Tale. During an investor meeting, Disney CEO Bob Iger disclosed that he is engaged in cordial discussions with Comcast, NBC's parent company, regarding the possibility of Disney assuming full control once the existing ownership agreement expires next year. Going back to Google, after numerous years of speculation and leaks, they have finally unveiled a foldable device, the Google Pixel Fold. Priced at $1,799, it will directly compete with Samsung's Galaxy Z Fold 4. Pre-orders for the Pixel Fold have begun on May 10th, with shipping scheduled for June. Despite being Google's inaugural folding phone, the Pixel Fold boasts several appealing features. The device feels premium in hand, with a sturdy yet manageable hinge and impressive display quality. Google's apps and software seem to integrate seamlessly with the device, and it's highly likely that future folding phone features developed for Android will be optimized for the Pixel Fold. While Google has found success in the budget and camera-focused segments with its Pixel line, this foray takes an entirely different direction. The Fold is a high-end niche device that pushes the boundaries of what a mobile phone can achieve. Although it's not the first in this category, Google's early entry gives it significant influence, particularly as the company continues to shape the Android platform. That concludes this week's edition of the News Brief. If you enjoyed it, please consider subscribing to the show wherever you get your podcast to stay up to date with the latest content. Thank you for tuning in. This podcast is a Bloomhive Studios original production. Find out more at bloomhive.co.uk/studios.